that has no real makor. I asked the questions or Chaim Pinevsky once in a letter, and I never got an answer back. It's brought down by the Sefer Ein Yaakov in his Akdama. It's a famous medrash. The Ein Yaakov himself says that he couldn't find the medrash anywhere, that there's a medrash, Shaloi Noda Mekomo. He just quoted it, Bishem Medrash, and that's how it went. So the medrash says the following. It starts off with Ben Zoma, and it says, Ben Zoma Omer. Ben Zoma says, Matsinu Pasuk Kolo Yoser. We can find a pasuk that includes more things than anything else in the world. The Hu Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad includes more than anything that you can imagine. It's got everything in it. Ben Nanis Omer, Matsinu Pasuk Kolo Yoser. We find a pasuk that's even more so, that is something even more special. The Hu Ve'ahavta L'reicha Kamocha. Loving your friend like yourself. And then we have Shimon Ben Pazi. Shimon Ben Pazi Omer, Matsinu Pasuk Kolo Yoser, Bu Esta Keves Echad Haseva Boker Ves Keves Hashini Haseva In Arbayim. That the most important pasuk, the pasuk that's more inclusive than anything else in the Torah, is to bring one lamb in the morning, one lamb in the evening, as your korban tamid, to bring it every single day, both morning and evening. So Amad Rebbe Ploni, you didn't know which Rebbe it was. Amad Rebbe Ploni Aragla, Rebbe Ploni got up in his feet. Ba'omer halacha ki ben pazi, that halacha is like ben pazi. Dechsid kechol asher ani maros ka is tapnis mishkan. Like everything that I have shown you, the appearance of how the mishkan goes. Strange thing to say, the halacha is like ben pazi when it comes to this. It's not like this is a halachic nafkamin or there's anything that comes out from it. It's just which pasuk is kol yoser, which pasuk means more in which situation. Nonetheless, Rebbe Ploni got up in his feet and paskins like ben pazi. So the Ein Yaakov himself, in order to explain and to try to understand what this is, says the sod of the machlokis between them is which derech in life a person should choose. Derech number one, and the one that's mentioned by Ben Zoma, is Yedios Emunios, which means a way to live your life with a Muna and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, believing that everything a Kadosh Baruch Hu does is good, and to have that concept of what the Torah wants from us. What does God want from us? What does the Torah want from us? What are we doing with our learning, etc.? That's our number one thing, and that's the greatest thing to concentrate on. To concentrate on what your learning is and what you're supposed to do. Benana tells that a person has to connect with other people. And therefore, in order to connect to other people, he needs to have chesed. He needs to be involved in gemilas chasadim. Working on his bein adam lechaver constantly. Always working on his bein adam lechaver. Not just the bein adam lemakom aspect. The bein adam lechaver, you and somebody else as well, to make something great. And that's similar to Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken in the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph says, the Gemara brings down that Hillel spoke to four different people. One of them was a ger who said to a prospective ger, who came to Hillel and said, teach me the Torah while standing on one foot. While standing on one foot, I want to hear the entire Torah. And Hillel told him, a little bit different, it's not exactly that, right? Whatever is hated to you, don't do to your friend. A little bit of a negative connotation of the Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, but the same basic concept. Don't do to your friend what you wouldn't want done to yourself. And again, coin to be honest, that's the most important pasuk in the Torah. Something that you're doing with somebody else to work on your bein adam lechaver constantly. Now, what's Ben Pazi saying? Says to Ein Yaakov, Ben Pazi held Maiseh HaKorbanos is the most important thing to do over anything else. Now why? She says, connecting yourself and allowing yourself to have this true connection between you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To have this connection where you feel like you're constantly involved in what God is doing. That's the most important thing. Not just to understand and to say to yourself, Kol Maga Avid Rachman Latav Avid, or everything is good and everything's all good. Not just that, but to really connect, to bring a korban and to have that korban every single morning and evening, and to feel like there's something, a connection between you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the most important thing to do. And the reason why that pasuk about the Mishkan proves it is at the end of that pasuk it says V'chein Tatsu. So you should do. This is what you should do. You should build a Mishkan. You should have Tavnis a Mishkan. That's what you should have. He says this is all encapsulated by the line in Pirkei Avos. The line in Pirkei Avos, which is quoted later on in Parakalaf Mishnah Beis, Shimon HaTzadik Omer, Al Shlosh Devarim HaOlam Omei, on three things the world is Omei, on there are three things that the world stands on. Those three things are Torah, Avodo, Gemilas Chasadim. Torah was Ben Zoma, that's his line, that's a Munios, your belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avoda is Ben Tazi, the Korbanos, and then Gemilas Chasadim is Ben Nanis, the fact that you have to deal with other people, the Abdullah Rehakamo.
Shulchan. That's the idea behind it. That's the Ein Yaakov's pshat.
But I think there's another pshat. And I don't know if I heard this from someone. I have no idea. I've said this before, but I think it might be my own. I'm just not positive. I don't have it written down anywhere. So I'm assuming that it came from something else or something that I figured out from somewhere there. And I don't mean to argue on the Ein Yaakov. We have no permission to argue on an Akron and the greatness of the Ein Yaakov. But when it comes to something like this, as the Medrash, you could say Shivim Pan Latorah, and there's another way to be able to take out from it. Not going to argue on the first two. Seems clear that Ben Zoma and Ben Anis are both saying that the most important thing is either to connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu or to connect to people. Ben Adam Lamakom or Ben Adam Lachavero. I'm not arguing on that point. I think Ben Pazi is not arguing on anyone. I think Ben Pazi is giving you a third different direction that goes there. Now for those who have been here before, those who have heard me say a shmooze before, you know that I'm very into siddur. In other words, making yourself consistent within the realm of where the yeshiva goes. In other words, that a person should be into his siddur. Not taking away time and making it up later unless they have to. And not figuring out a way of getting out of something or doing something else. The best thing in the world is to be here from the beginning of Shavuos until the end of Second Seder and then for Night Seder. That's by far the best thing to do. We don't have a yeshiva that goes straight from 7:30 a.m. until 11 o'clock p.m. We just don't have the yeshiva. That's not what this yeshiva is. Our yeshiva is to be able to have Shavuos through morning Seder and then a Second Seder, a shortened version, to be able to get you infused with a little bit of Torah, to get you ready for what you need to do in the afternoon, and then to end off with a little bit of Night Seder at the end, to be able to make sure that you know clearly what is the Ikkar at the beginning of your day, at the end of your day, what to do in the middle of the day when you have extra time. That's the way to do things. To say that one day I'm going to stay up, and I've had people like this. I've had people that have said to me, what's the difference? As long as I make up the time, it should be okay. If I want to stay up from 11 p.m. until 6 a.m. and learn from then, what's the big deal? I made up my 7 hours of learning. I got 7 hours of learning in straight, and then I went to Shacharis afterward. So what's the big deal? If I sleep all day long and I make my own siddur, why can't I do it my way? The answer is that there's reasons why we have set siddur. There's a reason why we have Ian in the morning. There's a reason why there's the keys in the afternoon. There's a reason why we concentrate on Gemara. There's a reason why Night Seder is a little bit less taken up. There's reasons for all these things. Not always are we privy to the reasons. Not always do we get the reasons that we actually want. But there are reasons for this. And that's something that people have to accept when you're in a system to be around a Seder. Here's what I think Ben Pazi is saying. There's something that's consistent about the Korban Tamid. Means every day, without fail, in the morning, you had a Keves. In the evening, you had a Keves. There was no change when it came to that. There wasn't one day where they got up and they said, let's bring a par instead. Well, let's bring an ace. But you know what? Let's not bring anything. Let's just skip the Tamid Shul Shacharis this morning. Let's skip the Tamid Shul Bein Arbayim. There's no time that that ever happened. The Korban Tamid was called the Korban Tamid because it's continuousness. That it always went the way it was and it never changed. It stayed the way it was at all times. There's a Seder to this. There's an order. There's a consistency that allows a person to be able to understand what they have to do at what time and when and how to do things. If you build your day around a Seder, and that means a Seder that you're working on, that you're constantly working on and looking at and trying to figure out what's the best thing for me. If you build around that Seder, if you are consistent in what you do, you'll find success. You'll find that you're able to do things that you didn't think possible. It's when you miss things. It's when you wake up late. It's when you go to bed a different time than you normally do. That's when things start getting a little hazy. You either get a little bit tired because you slept too much, or you get a little bit tired because you didn't sleep enough. It goes both ways. There are problems even within the day where consistency, if it's done correctly, can allow you to feel accomplished, like you did something, like you're constantly doing something. And when it's not there, unfortunately, things can go down. The Paz is not arguing on the Bein Adam L'Makom or Bein Adam L'Chaver part. In fact, I don't know if there really is an argument here. I don't understand how you could say the words halakha kid, but it maybe is the following. That when we're referring to this idea of what to work on, Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chaver, Ben Pazi comes along and says, those are important, of course they're important. You have to work on your social skills together with other people. You have to understand how to act within a crowd and how to act with individual people. You have to know how to act with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. There's no question about that. No question about that. But there's more to life. More to life is work on yourself. On you yourself, when you yourself are by yourself, what are you doing? What's your consistency? See, one of the greatest tests of somebody's true Avodas Hashem, true Avodas Hashem, to tell if you are a true Oved Hashem or not, is something so simple. I heard this from Rabbi Zev Cohen originally, and it's beyond MS. Beyond MS. What do you do when you're in the bathroom? No one else is going to see you. No one else will ever know if you did the halachos of how to wipe yourself. What a silly thing. What an unbelievable thing. It's something that you never imagined would make it into the realm of halacha. Never. This over anything else into the realm of halacha? There's a halacha on how to be able to do so? How in the world could that be up there? But it is. And it's a halacha. How to be able to make sure that when you go to the bathroom, you take the toilet paper in a certain way and you wipe yourself. It's a halacha. What to use and what not to use. How to use certain fingers and how to use other fingers. Which hand to use over anything else. No matter where the toilet paper roll is, on the right or the left-hand side of where you're sitting. It doesn't make a difference how to do so. And no one will ever know. There's no one who's ever going to know if you did it correctly or not. You want to be an Oved Hashem? What are you doing when you're by yourself? When you're working on yourself? Is there a consistency to how you do things, or you just do things randomly? If the toilet paper is on the right-hand side, I use my right hand. If it's on the left-hand side, I use my left hand. Whatever happens, happens. There's a difference in how a person can be a true Eved Hashem, a true Oved, a person who looks at a Kodesh Baruch Hu and says, this is what I want to do with my life. That doesn't have anything to do with your Ben Avin Mechavero, or really your Ben Avin Lamakom, so to speak. How to act with you yourself. There's a consistency to everything in life. There really is. It really goes with anything else. I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story. It's not a true story. It has some aspects to it that are a little bit true. And the concept is like this. Guy goes up to his mashgiach, says to his mashgiach, I'm new in yeshiva. And he was worried. He didn't know what to say. He didn't know how he could say this to his mashgiach, because he always thought of mashgiach as being somebody who's scary, which usually they are. I am. So usually they end up being in that realm. And he was afraid of what was going to happen if he said what he was actually going to say to the mashgiach. What's going to happen to me if I say this? So he's dating a girl. He's dating a girl that he probably shouldn't have been dating, but he was dating her anyway. He's in Beis Medrash now. And his plan was to eventually marry this girl. This is not just Stam dating. At first it was just Stam dating. But it came to the point where, well, it's been a while now. So now it became serious. But he's in yeshiva. And he knows how the yeshiva feels. The yeshiva's not into girlfriends. And the yeshiva doesn't like having such things as girlfriends. That concept shouldn't exist. It shouldn't be around there. That shouldn't be around. That shouldn't be up there. So we went to the mashgiach and he told him, there's a girl that I've been dating for a long time. And I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to be careful. You know, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to break up with her? Do you prefer that I... What do I do? How am I supposed to go through yeshiva and live through my life as a consistent buffer in yeshiva when he's, you know, when I have this girlfriend? What am I supposed to do? So the mashgiach was a smart man. Saw the sincerity of that guy. Don't worry, it wasn't me. So mashgiach saw the sincerity of that man, that young guy, and he said to him, listen, you have to have a Seder. You're not going to break up with her. So you have to have a Seder. When are you going to talk to her? When are you going to text her? When are you going to have a time where you can meet up with her so that you see how you guys are doing? It can't be done just haphazardly. Well, you just have whatever happens, happens. Whenever we call, whenever we text, whenever we, whatever it is, and we'll figure it out as time goes on. You meet each other whenever you have time. You call whenever you want to call. If you have that happen, then things get a little fuzzy. That's when things get hazy. Why? Let's say she calls in the middle of Seder. We all know that we don't have our phones on us, so the phones are far away from us. But just in case the phone is anywhere near us, and the phone goes off in the middle of Seder, you don't pick up, she's going to be upset. But if you do pick up, it's in the middle of Seder. So what do I do? So what do you have in that situation? She texts you in the middle of Seder. She wants to know something. See, if there's a Seder, then she knows. And you know. You can't text her during certain times. She can't text you during certain times. You can't pick up during certain times, and that's that. So the mashgiach told him, let's make certain times. 2 times a week that you can talk to her. 2 times a week. Okay? There's 1 time a week where you can see her for a little bit of time. And during your Zman, I can't
force you, said the Mashiach, for anything that you want to do during Ben Azmanin. Ben Azmanin, you can talk to me and I can give you advice, but I'm not going to force you to do anything. But during this man, make it consistent. Make it so that at least it falls within your scheme of things. Where if you have Seder at certain times, there can be no phone calls, no text, nothing like that. Because otherwise, look what happens. You can take out your phone every 5 minutes and be texting the entire time. That means you wasted an entire Seder. Texting with who? With some silly person that you may not end up marrying. See, the good thing about this is that I don't know if the Mashiach meant this or not. And it's not exactly to scale exactly, but the Mashiach ended up making that person, the person ended up breaking up with that girl. When he saw that the consistency wasn't there and that the girl started calling him or started texting him when the times were not set for it, he said, this is not the person that I want. I want a girl that's going to be into my learning, into my siddharim, and if she's not into that, then that's not what I want. I don't know if Mashiach meant that on purpose or not. But at the end of the day, he ended up breaking up with her, and that was that. But there are other stories that go the other way, where Mashiach told the person to be, and they did. They were consistent about it, and they did it, and they followed the rules that were set up for them, and that's how it goes. And listen, for those who are engaged, those who have been engaged, those who have been married, you know there are set times. There are set times for everything. If a person's engaged, he can't just be together with his kala constantly. It's a terrible recipe for unbelievable, terrible things to happen. You need a Seder. You need consistency. You need to know what to do and when to do what and how to do things. It just has to be done that way. And that's the concept. If there's a Seder, there's something you can deal with. If there's not, then things go wrong. And this is the riot. The Tavnis HaMishkan. The sizes of the Mishkan. The way the Aron Kodesh goes. The way the Chatzar went. The sizes, everything has to be. The riot is not from the end of the Pasuk that says B'tein Tasu. Not that way. It's a riot from the Tavnis HaMishkan that the Mishkan had to be certain sizes. You couldn't make it bigger. You couldn't make it smaller. Does the Kodesh Baruch Hu really care if the Aron Kodesh was 2.5 by 1.5 by 1.5? Does it really matter that the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 10 by 10 Amos? Does it really matter if the Heicho is going to be 20 by 10? The answer is yes. Yes. There are exact definitions. There are ideas that have to be done that if it's not done that way, if it's not done exactly the way that a Kodesh Baruch Hu set it out to be, then yes, things can go wrong. And that's the concept. That's what we're referring to over here as well. It's a concept of having a certain Seder, and that's the riot. That we're saying that Allah is like the Pazi, that we have to do things in a certain schedule to keep ourselves in a box in order to be that way. Now that's the beginning. We have to end with the following. The key to life is being able to survive when your schedule is shot. When something goes wrong. Because you can set up, and the fact is, obviously, Rabos Machshavos Blavish, Atzas Hashem Yisakom, you could have tremendous amounts of Machshavos on what you want to do. Setting up your schedule, setting up a Seder, and being consistent about it, that could work tremendously for a while, but there's always that monkey wrench. There's always something that happens. Something that goes on that you couldn't have thought of, there's nothing you can do about it. Sickness, Chas V'Shalom. Or something that happens in which you have to talk to your parents because something happened. Or somebody that goes, there's anything in the world could happen. How do you react? React, not act. How do you react when something like that happened that throws something wrong with your Seder? How do you react to it? Are you able to go with the flow? Are you able to turn yourself back around and put it in there? Or are you gone completely? Are you just completely out of it and there's nothing you can do? And everybody's different when it comes to this, but you have to be able to know, I have a Seder, I have a set amount, I have a schedule that I want to keep by. If something gets messed up, then here's what I'm going to do to try to get myself back on track. And you'll never be able to plan for everything. But you have to know for yourself, you just got to get yourself back on track. There's going to be times, and for those who have been through this, you know it already. For those who haven't, you're going to have homework that's going to be crazy, and you're going to have no idea how to finish it. You're going to have tests. You're going to have finals. You're going to have midterms. You're going to have things come up in the middle of Seder, and you're going to say to yourself, how in the world am I going to be able to keep this? How am I going to do it? I need to take time off. I need to take a day off. I need to take hours off. It's hard. It's difficult. It's really difficult to go through life and having that Seder stay as a Seder. But this is what it has to be. You have to figure out a way to go around it. You have to be able to keep Siddharm as much as possible. The main Siddharm of the day. Keep those around and see what you can do and see how you can manipulate your other time. to steal time, literally and figuratively, from the rest of your day to make sure that things go well. And that's the way to be able to stay consistent and to stay with the Seder. And when things go off a little bit, you can get yourself right back on track. So remember, it takes just a little bit to be able to move off. But that's life. That's life. And it's not a bad thing. It's being able to go with the flow, to be able to figure out what to do in these situations and work with it. Keep working with it. Keep going. And try to make yourself as consistent as possible. But keep them Bazi's line in mind. To say such a line, you have Yahafta L'Recha Kamoko. To say such a line, Shema Yisrael Shama Okeinu Shem Echad. She both can understand completely why these would be unbelievably important psukim. And to get up and have the goal to say, it's a Keves Echad Taseb Avoker, it's a Keves Hashem Yitasa Ben Arbayim, it's tremendous. Because Dampazi understood what people need to do. Dampazi understood what people have to do in life for themselves and how to make themselves get into a certain way. And that's what we want. You're starting summer semester, spring semester technically. This spring's man, slash summer's man in yeshiva, is not like anything else. It's difficult. You have too many classes, not enough time to do it in. Seder is still the same exact amount of time. It's very, very difficult to get through. Work on it. Work on it. Do everything you can. We're here to help. Anybody that you speak to, Rabban-wise, Kola-wise, we're all here to help, and we want the best for you. We want you to be able to figure out how to make yourself consistent in such a way that things will go well. So tell us. Tell us what you need. Tell us what we can work out for you. We'll do everything we can, but you have to tell us. If you keep it to yourself and you don't say anything to us, you just say it, you keep it up, I can almost guarantee you now it's not going to be successful. But let's be matzliach. Let's get to the end of this. And what I mean by that is the end of June, when Sedarim are really over, at the end of June, early July, and you say to yourself, not only am I going to make Sedarim over the summer, I need to make Sedarim over the summer. I need to have a consistent Seder, even when there's no official consistent Seder from the yeshiva. Have that in your head. Know what you want to do and get yourself ready for it. Guys should only have a tzacha. We'll only have a tzacha. We have to work together. We have to make sure that things go well. We'll have to work as a group to be able to make sure that things are done in the best possible way.